damage. From where you are and the sort of bombardment that you've been seeing and the direction that it's been taking, would you concur with that view, that it's in doubt at this point in time?
Well, let me describe for you exactly what we saw chronologically to give you a sense. You can clearly see the UN building from where we are standing. You can see the white corner and the blue paint that's on it. I've been in that area many times, and I know very well how high the walls are around it. It is a very well-guarded, well-protected building. Anything that would have caused the fire must have come in over top of the building. That means it must have either been dropped on there or a shell might have landed on there. What we did see from where we are standing, at least three different munitions of white fire phosphorus in the sky drop right over the building or in the area of where that building is. As a result, we saw the sparks that are common with the result of white phosphorus landing. And immediately after that, we started seeing the black clouds of smoke, and that is what led us here from our position to realize that the UN building catching on fire as a result of the white phosphorus munitions. At the same time, we were hearing the shelling taking place, and that is what Mr. Ging was referring to, the shelling that happened adjacent to the warehouse facility now burning on fire, where there were 700 people seeking refuge. But in terms of the actual fire that is burning behind us, we saw that begin immediately after the munitions that are consistent with white phosphorus dropping on in that vicinity, causing a thick cloud of white smoke across the people or across the buildings in that area. Back to you, Nick.
Eamon, thanks very much indeed. That's Eamon Mohiuddin in Gaza for us.